thinking about
guys. Guys. It's the alarm.
All right. So the story, this universe that you guys are in, the first two films are canon. Of course, they totally happened. The video game also totally happened. The video game happened around like 1991, 1992, I think. Basically, after that, they were suggesting that they might want to start more franchises. And at the end of the game, Venkman jokes, "Oh, we'll start franchises in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Cincinnati." And we'll assume that that happened, but over the decades, things really started to slow down. New York was still kind of busy enough to keep the business running, but as far as the other franchises go, they either have shut down or they're like basically down to like two-man groups, and they don't see much action. But for some reason, because we're playing in Florida, over the past like 5 to 10 years maybe, there's been a slow but steady increase in people calling like the police, saying there's weird things happening, there's ghosts and stuff, we don't know what's going on. And it's finally right around now gotten to a point where it's happened so often, they're saying, look, this is threatening to cut into our taxpayers' money to pay for police and ambulance. We can't afford to be dealing with this anymore. So the governor of Florida and the current mayor of Orlando, who is in the fictional version, not the real one, they decide they want to, since they don't necessarily believe in ghosts, they call the Ghostbuster headquarters in New York saying, hey, we'll pay the startup fees to start a franchise in Orlando. They can service most of Central Florida and the rest of other parts of Florida. So they agree, they start a deal, they rent out an old firehouse off of like 50 and Mills probably, and they start putting that in the paper, wanting a few good men to come in and start this job. Again, like the mayor himself, he doesn't necessarily believe in ghosts, but he thinks, hey, if this will save us money in the long term, from having other, like, the police and whatever deal with it.
A bunch of yahoos answer phone calls.
Exactly. he thinks you guys are just going to answer phone calls, run out, wave some fancy wands and shit, and then people will be quiet, and that'll keep everybody happy. So he's like, well, that's good. It's not going to cost us much money, and they get to make money off of these yahoos. Everybody wins. So they put out an ad in the paper. You guys have all applied. As you know, you also applied online. You've already been accepted. You all have met. You guys already know each other from real life anyway, so it's a very good coincidence that you guys all got accepted into the job. You could say that maybe not everybody wanted to do it, because not really everybody believes in ghosts. It's not a very common thing as much as it used to be. Because again, all these biggest things happened like 20 years ago. Your guys' secretary is the lovely Miss Nina Bernadakis.
Nice.
I already got her stats here and everything, so...
Does she have oversized glasses?
She actually does wear glasses now, but she's excited. So anyway, so you guys get to work. You already know the packages came in with all the equipment. You guys are familiar with how to use it and everything. You start a business. You put like the commercials on TV and everything. And for about 3 weeks, nobody calls. So it's just like...
Lots of poker.
Yeah, lots of poker. Things aren't really looking that great, actually.
Should we introduce our character?
We'll start. I'll just say, to set you up, it's like it's been about 3 weeks. Nobody's called. You guys have a lot of time to hang out, but since no one else really knows, you guys go down the table here and just not only say what your name is, but also if you want to give any background in this universe that the other guys might not know about. If you have something that you want to keep secret, then keep it secret. You can tell me later. But otherwise, what does everyone know about you?
Okay.
Name is Josh.
I'm LaForge. I've got a... I don't believe in ghosts at all, but I see this as a quick buck, so I'm totally for doing this. I have a lot of background in fighting in real life, so in this game I will be myself.
Alright, so we got Bjornstad.
Yep, I'm I started off in being a nuke med tech, and I wasn't really feeling that, so went something a little more adventurous. So I applied for this job.
Well, do you believe in ghosts at all?
Oh, no, I don't believe in ghosts. I've never.
So you just sort of think this is like an easy job?
Yeah, I want something.
Well, you'd be on TV, you can meet chicks.
Exactly, you know.
And then we got Briggs.
I'm Briggs, and I do believe in ghosts because I was attacked by a spectral tiger when I was taking a shower.
How old were you when that happened?
I was like 20.
Oh, you were 20. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were like 10 years old or something.
No, this is fairly recent, and now I know they're real. And
I'm so sad people can't hear the face palming. It's like literally, it just happened all across from me.
And I fought it naked, and my goal, it got away, and my goal was to exact my revenge while fighting it naked yet again and punch the spectral tiger.
So we'll say, for simplicity's sake, we'll say you're going to conquer your fear. Let's just say that. Let's say that. And then we got Wall.
I'm Wall. I don't believe in ghosts, but the idea of them kind of weirds me out. Kind of believe in aliens. Can't be alone in the universe. There's no way. I'm really in it for the money. Working retail just did not cut it. So I'm here to hopefully earn a quick buck.
Sitting among a lot of sympathizers.
Yeah. I mean, there has been not a lot of work yet, so as far as you guys know, this is basically how it's going to go. And then we got Pool.
Pool, and I got a useless degree in something it turns out I wasn't really interested in, and have been working silly jobs since, and saw the opportunity for this, and decided that it would be a good way to look really awesome. And,
does your character believe in ghosts?
Yes, definitely. And I thought it
was really exciting. Too.
And I do, however, as a footnote, do not believe in any type of spectral tigers.
That's just silly.
Let's be honest, this is a little ridiculous.
But everything else, totally, I'm all about believing, as long as I can look totally cool and get laid.
Alright, so you guys are just sitting around the old firehouse. The Ecto-1 that the parts for all the special stuff equipment did come with a package for the startup fees and everything, but it is now on what year is the model of the car?
Oh, it's a 1985 Toyota Land Cruiser.
Oh, it's an 85 Toyota Land Cruiser.
Yeah.
Okay, and that was because it actually belonged to LaForge, and in order to stave off some of the startup costs, he just used a truck or the Land Cruiser that he's already owned.
It's not my daily driver, so.
And I helped.
So you guys are just sort of sitting around the firehouse, chilling, waiting. There's been no calls for like 3 weeks, but suddenly the phone rings. Nina answers it. She's like, yeah, they're here. And she goes, okay, well, let me just have you explain. So who's she gonna hand the phone to? Is gonna pick up the phone.
You have to be on
fast talker.
Fast talker. Okay. What you hear?
Yellow.
Is a woman on the other line. I'm gonna have to look at my list.
Yellow.
Yellow. Ghostbusters.
Like most Ghostbusters. What do you want?
Bored as hell. This woman identifies herself as Lieutenant Kromsky of the OPD.
Hello.
She says, on the intersection of North Magnolia and East Central Boulevard, there's something very strange happening. A taxi cab is driving itself, and it is holding up traffic ridiculously. They don't know what to do, and since she heard that you guys are working for the city, she demands that you come down and take care of it right away.
I guess we'll finish this hand.
Yeah, she's not being very nice about it. She's kind of demanding it. So,
I mean, it'll run out of gas eventually.
I mean, I'm just working.
And when it does,
we'll
look like heroes.
It's like we totally did that.
It's like, you know, way to earn your pay. It's like the reason you joined up.
Yeah,
well, we're going for it. We got nothing else going on.
I want to go.
And she's like, all right, I'll expect you promptly. And then she hangs up on you.
Oh, promptly.
Yeah. You guys know it's going to be at North Magnolia, East Central Boulevard, downtown Orlando. Pick your cards.
Oh, guys, we get to use the lights.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Are we ringing the alarm for this one, or are we just going to
Does Nina go, we got one?
since we do, I guess, work for the city, are we the lights? That's the thing. That's all I've always wondered.
Yeah.
That's the thing people will stop for, like.
Well,
like,
this is the first time you guys are going to be going out in public with the Echo 1, and you're going to be blaring the siren and the lights. I think people will move out of the way just out of habit, because it kind of looks like a weird ambulance.
It does look like an ambulance.
Do I not get tickets for driving 30 over?
Right now, let's assume no, but let's...
I can pass our way out of it.
Well, you could.
You roll a ghost die, we'll find out.
You're not that far
away. A ghost die is just a thing.
Yeah, we're like right at the road.
Yeah, you're not that far away, but yeah, if you guys want to pick your cards and hop in the car, then...
I'm good.
Good to go.
Good to go.
You guys got everything you like?
Let's do this. We're going to need a scuba tank for dealing with the car.
No, but I'm thinking if we need a pull horn. I mean, this is in the middle of, like... Get
traffic, yeah.
It's up to you guys. Do you want to put that in the car or whatever?
Let's pull out the climbing gear.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
yeah, the climbing gear.
Not the beach kit.
Beach kit safe.
Beach kit safe.
Permanent fix.
Maybe we have walkie-talkies.
The only time the beach kit leaves the car is when we are at the beach.
Or everything's up to you guys. If you want to switch it out,
it stays there even if we are in Antarctica, which I can foresee us being there sometime.
Yeah, obviously. I'm just taking the Land Cruiser straight down.
Okay, you guys ready to go?
Yes.
Let's go.
Okay. You get in the car, and I assume you want to turn on the lights and the siren.
Yes.
Hit it. Click.
If he doesn't, I reach over and do it.
Punch that shit.
So you, door opens, you guys get in, you pull out, siren lights, you get about 2 blocks before you get into gridlock traffic.
Of course.
Please disperse.
So, if you guys, you pretty much, the only choice you have is to walk now. This one.
Lock the vehicle.
We are in downtown Orlando. Lock that.
Yeah,
shit.
You are downtown at this point. You're downtown and you're still a few blocks away, so it's
keep your guns ready.
Were we able to find a parking spot? Every time I've been in downtown.
Yeah, you're in gridlock.
Okay. Our parking spot's in the middle of the street.
It's literally dead stop. It's not going. It's like the beginning
of Falling Down. You just get out.
I'd like to point out that we are now causing another somewhat minor traffic incident just by leaving our car there. No one's going until we can go anyway.
We're good.
Anyway, so you guys are assuming you're just going to keep walking with all your equipment.
Yeah.
So the car is like several blocks away.
Oh, and it's hot.
Yeah.
I got a stupid proton pack that doesn't do shit.
At least not.
Because ghosts aren't real.
Well, you know the proton packs do something.
Like, yeah, but I mean, I'm just going to blow up a car.
Yeah, we're going to go blow up a car.
Oh, sweet. We know there's no one in there.
So you finally get to the intersection, and it's kind of like a madhouse. Like, people are shouting and everything like that. It's, you know, four-way intersection. And sure enough, there's a taxi cab just kind of circling in the intersection.
How fast is it moving?
It's not idling. It's going decent enough.
Like 15?
Like maybe 15 or less.
Okay. How much horsepower, roughly?
I'm just going to dive into it.
You're going to dive into a car that has all its doors shut.
It's moving 15 miles per hour in a circle.
Yeah, hey, let's...
Okay.
How
well,
do you
before
dive into a solid object?
Through the window. I'm just gonna punch through it.
Well, before Briggs goes diving into a car,
before he goes McDiver,
can I put my goggles on? And because there's nobody driving this car, right? There's nobody
in
any of
the
seats.
As far as you can see, no one's driving this.
Okay.
It's literally just.
Have my PTA meter too.
Okay, I put my goggles on just to be safe and look at the car.
Okay.
Do I see anybody driving?
No, there's not a person.
There's
inside
nobody
the car.
Inside the
there's
car.
No there's no human inside this car. There's no. You don't even see a creature inside.
Unless you possess the car itself.
The car. The car itself is glowing.
Okay.
With some type of energy.
What is my PKE meter saying? I mean, well, I need to roll, don't I?
You have to do a brains roll.
Okay, so 4. So yada yada yada. All right, let's hope I get the ghost side up.
Oh, wow. That's a good roll.
Yeah. The PKE meter says that there is something weird going on in the car. It is right in front of you.
Yes. The funny thing is the only two people who can tell that there's something going on are the only two that believe in ghosts. Oh, no, wait. Your character doesn't. Your character
he does.
Ghosts.
I do.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
He doesn't believe in special timers,
now,
which I have
so you guys are there. What's her name?
Spectral Tiger. Spectral Tiger.
Lieutenant Cromsky.
Who is driving cars?
Lieutenant Cromsky sees you, and she runs over, and she's like, what took you guys so long? This is ridiculous. Like, this is going to be holding traffic for hours.
Have you seen the traffic?
Well, she Officer Cromsky. I mean,
yeah. And she goes, look, it doesn't matter. You guys just need to take care of this thing because this is, you know, rush hour is about to start and it's going to get a million times worse. She says, if you need to talk to anyone else, the taxi driver goes by the name of Max. He's over here. Also, you guys may not have noticed, there is, his passenger is climbing the traffic light. So you look over and you see this guy sort of like in a Middle Eastern garb, like with robes and whatnot, looks very mystical. He's frantically in fear, trying to climb the pole for the traffic light. The taxi cab, as it goes around, when it reaches that pole, it sort of stops and like does like a vroom, 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 instigating, trying to like chase him up this thing, but it gets frustrated that it can't go up, so it just keeps circling, like watching.
It's like a shark.
Can I make an occult roll to brains roll with my talent in occult to try to judge what kind of mystical man this is?
You can give it a try.
Okay. All right. And that's 6, 11. I got 17.
You know that he doesn't, it looks like he doesn't really belong to any, like, particular cult or any particular brand of anything organized. But you can tell that this guy, he's definitely, like, he's definitely into the occult because of the robes that he wears. You can see that he probably has, like, some pouches of, like, potions and whatnot. So he's a weirdo, he's for sure.
I know for sure he's a weirdo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, right, goggle him. Confirmed.
Well, confirmed for weirdo.
Goggle him, maybe he is possessed.
Yeah, but as far as the cult goes, this guy has no, he apparently has no connection to anything that you would know.
Okay.
He's a
freelancer. He's a PK here and
he's a freelancer.
On the guy?
No, yeah, I look at him with goggles on. What do I see?
He looks human.
Okay, he's nothing.
Yeah. So, alright.
He's a weirdo.
He's all a weirdo.
Let's talk to Max and see what happens.
Is his name Max von Zeidel?
No, it's not von Zeidel. His name, his full name is Max Durnham. So, you guys approach him?
Yeah.
I guess we can. Okay.
Bjarne said, fast talker.
Just straight up fast talk him.
You just want to? Oh, are you gonna just start running over? Yeah, like, tell me your life story. What do you want to know?
Start off past talking.
Well,
just ask him. Explain the situation. What all do you right,
know? So yeah, Max is like, no, you don't have to roll. Just ask a question. Max is just like, well, he's like, I was driving outside the public library. I see this guy. He flags me down. He gets in a cab. I ask him where he wants to go. He shows me a card, like a business card for the Crown Plaza Hotel. So I say, all right, that's not that far. So he gets in and we're driving. I don't know what happens. Suddenly the car starts shaking. And as we take a corner, the doors fly open and we're both kicked out of the cab. And I get up and, you know, and he gets up. And we don't know what's going on. Suddenly the cab peels out and just comes full blast at us. I dodge out of the way. It chases him up this traffic light. And it's been going in circles ever since.
Does it start barking?
It was making stuff that sounded like barking, now that you mention it. It did kind of sound like that, yeah. I've never heard a car bark, but if I had to guess, I'd say it sounds a lot like that.
I have to kill it.
Clothes on or off?
That is surprisingly important.
We are
important.
In public right now.
That is surprisingly important. Clothes on for this one.
Because if... yeah, if my goal is wealth, I'll find a way to fire you. You get naked right now.
Exactly. Okay.
Well, hopefully, Max, you know that next time you pick up a stranger mistake, you will wear your seatbelt.
We can assume the seatbelts unbuckle themselves.
His goal is chastised.
My goal is just to scold every person we come across.
He says, the only thing I know about this guy is he apparently doesn't speak a lot of English, because he had to hand me the card of where he wanted to go. He couldn't really understand a lot.
Well, can I proceed with diving through the windshield or something?
Seems like an only option.
Well, I mean, we gotta instigate it.
We don't have any tools.
No. I mean...
I think diving really... Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, down to the
car.
Or
I just blast the window open with a proton pack and then just jump in and see what happens.
The tires out.
I mean,
good idea.
Yeah, let's try to hit the tires. You and
all right, who wants to go? Who wants to go first?
I'm just gonna aim at the tires. Is this a front forward car? Front forward steering? It's taxi, right? Yeah, it probably is. Maybe the front tires.
If it's a Crown Vic, it's a rear wheel drive.
I got 19 to hit the tires.
Okay, you do hit the tire. You hit one of the front tires. And it pops. Max runs over and goes, "What the hell are you doing to my cab?"
We're experts. I'm gonna bluff. Hold on, I need more dice. Okay. I think you need to back off because we're doing what's best for you and your cab. Okay. Ghost die. But I got 11, 16, 18, 19, 20. I got 20 and a ghost die.
He believes that you're an expert and that you know what you're doing, but he's just like, this comes, any damage that happens to this car comes out of my pay. I'm gonna sue you. If you break this car,
it was just a tire. I didn't crash the car.
Yeah, but don't.
Nothing.
Are you gonna replace the tire?
We'll replace the tires.
He says okay. I mean, but just any damage, I'm gonna hold you guys responsible because this comes out of my pocket. Meanwhile, the tire that is falling off the rims is now cutting into the pavement, sliding around, still making his rounds, stopping every now and then at the traffic light and just making revving, growling noises up at the. The gentleman on the traffic light.
Anybody got any ideas? I don't know.
I just want to
shoot more tires, really. Continue shooting tires. So anybody else got anything?
My first incentive is to run.
I mean, I really just want him to jump in the car. Like, whatever I can do to help him dive through the window. Can I break a window somehow? Like when it drives by me or something?
I mean, if you want to try and smash a window as it goes by, you can approach because it's kind of going in a pretty regular circle. If you want to approach and try to smash it as it comes by, you can try that.
I'll do that.
Another ghost die.
Okay, so
unfortunate.
How much besides the ghost die? How much is that?
Six.
Okay, no, yeah, you. The car starts to come by. What were you gonna try to do?
I was gonna bash it open with the butt of my proton
thing?
Pack.
All right, before wand. You do that, the car stops and it backs up, and now it's aimed at you. It's aimed at you. It doesn't rev forward, but instead, an ectoplasmic shape of a giant dog leaps out and is going to try to do a terrorize move on all of you.
Holy shit.
So now I need everyone to roll.
What did I do?
I need everyone to roll a cool check.
Oh, I'm so boned.
okay, wait. Who got below a six? Adam is terrorized. Damn. Basically,
sissy.
Bridge, what the fuck? What's wrong with you?
So it rears up and it just howls at you guys in a very terrifying way. Hair ruffled up and everything. You kind of freak out very quietly and you just can't sort of, you're just sort of like frozen in place in fear.
I take it because I don't believe in ghosts. I'm just bewildered. It's the only reason I'm not terrified.
You could be bewildered.
I'm just like, what is this magic light show?
Do I lose my turn? Because I'm just kind of standing
there. Yeah.
Okay, well, I blasted 17.
Yeah, you definitely hit it.
All right,
so you hit it. Mm-hmm. It immediately sucks itself right back into the taxi cab, and it sprints for you guys. Like, it's just res engine, and it just goes for you guys.
Somebody push me out of the way.
We may.
can I do a dodge move? And
You can do a dodge move. Anybody, we'll just assume right now, everybody can do a moves. Just everyone do a move roll.
What about me? Am I allowed to move, or does like LaForge have to like throw me like a javelin out?
Since I have dodge, maybe I tackle him out of the way?
You're not allowed to move, but if anyone wants to do a muscles just to sort of shove him, you can do that.
I can do a muscles to kick him.
I want to live.
I think that's probably best.
Okay.
I got a 7.
10.
12 and a ghost die.
Holy shit.
12.
Okay.
And then do I have to roll separately to...
Who wants to push Adam out of the way?
I'll kick him. Because
it's
my talent.
Okay, you can kick him. You can kick him.
Okay.
Kicking, I'll let that go because kicking him would be easy.
Because he's holding his proton pack. He's just,
okay. You all do this. This is fairly easy because it doesn't. It's not running you over. It stops like a little bit short to sort of like intimidate you, but you do move it way out of the way so it doesn't actually hit anybody. And you rolled the ghost time.
Yeah.
We'll say that when you dove out of the way, you tripped and your neutrona wand hit the pavement. Nothing bad happened just yet, but you're gonna be careful.
Okay.
Like, and you, in fact, once Adam snaps out of it, you can have him look over it and make sure it's okay because he's got the brains to shut that. After that, after it sort of revs forward and scares you guys, it backs up and it goes right back around the circle. Every once in a while, stopping and barking at the guy along the traffic light.
Guys, do we have any like dog treats?
I mean,
are there any biscuits in the beach kit?
Oh man,
like
no.
A head picture of like
anything?
Do dogs like Smirnoff ice?
Suntan.
No, he popped out when Bjornstad was attempting to hit him.
So what if one of us goes to hit it?
I'll jump in, and then I have the drive ability, so I mean, at least I might be able to get it under control.
Well, I was thinking more if we get it to jump out, then Adam can get the car away from it, and that way it won't hop back in.
That's a good point.
I'm just gonna bluff to try to hit it, and if it works, Briggs here is gonna try to get in the car.
Okay.
I guess the rest of us ready, proton wands ready.
Yep.
Is it a free action for him to have
for
him
like
have
him look it over?
To look it over?
To look
over
my
wand.
Well, I mean, how about I throw mine off, give it to him, and I'll just put his on.
It's give me a brain roll just to look at his wand, see if it's busted or if it's good.
Okay. Would that be engineering? I mean, technically,
this
right?
This is brains roll.
No, this is just a standard brain roll. Because right now you're not trying to fix it, you just want to see if it's broken or not.
11.
Okay, yeah, you see that it's a little bit busted. You think it's fine. You don't think that it's not going to go on.
Okay.
Awesome. All right.
He thinks it won't blow up. That's awesome.
Awesome. I'm okay with
this. Feel very confident. The person who bought a Spectre Tiger wants to jump into this. Says that he thinks you're okay.
All right.
How did you end up with the most brains again?
Shut up.
Okay, so
You're bluffing.
I'm gonna make the car. I'm bluffing to make this ghost car think I'm Ty Cobb. And I'm just gonna go at its headlights. All right, so
that's a pretty good roll.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's 12 plus 8 is 20, 30.
Okay, let's see what this does.
The ghost goes, Ty Cobb.
Ooh, interesting. Okay, clearly it doesn't beat your roll. I did get a ghost eye. So you do convince it that it's about to be hit. It just speeds up.
Especially,
like, it speeds up in a certain, not constant total speed, but every time it comes by you guys, it sort of peels out and some sparks shoot up from the missing tire.
Okay.
Can we Brock Samson this? And what I'll do is I'll run in the path of it and I'll jump, and what I'll do is I'll let it hit me and I'll just kind of fly into the seating.
What
is your
people moves? Can't actually
four?
No.
People can't actually fly through.
If you want to try,
you
go ahead.
Are gonna get hurt, so let's not do that.
Okay,
for a smart guy, man.
Look, I just want to have fun.
Lieutenant's still standing nearby, right?
He's a girl.
Lieutenant Kromsky?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does she happen to have her baton on her?
She does.
Like, Lieutenant, in the interest of getting this resolved as quickly as possible, I would like to, if you would loan me your baton.
I am an expert.
What for?
Like, just trust me. Like, use. Like, I assume she saw the dog thing that came out of the car.
Yeah, she's freaked. She's a little freaked out by that.
I'm like, just go with me on this one. I've got an idea.
Okay. Okay. No. Yeah. Oh, she hands it over.
Okay.
She's like, just bring it back when you're done.
Like. I can't give you my word. I will do my best.
put it in your back pocket. A ghost aid.
All right.
God, I always wanted a baton.
It's like, I always wanted a cool piece of equipment, like a police baton.
Well, at least you don't worry about whether or not they explode.
All right, I tell you guys, like, let's hope this works. I approach the car, and I start waving the baton.
Path?
Not like its path, like off the side of it, as it goes up to, say, the light post and starts revving at it, I go, here, boy! I wave the baton at, here!
You get his attention.
I did! Oh, shit. coming out of the car, boy! I got a stick for you!
Was
come
not
on.
Expecting
come
this!
You get his attention. It does not come out of the car, but the taxi cab definitely does, like a playful revving back and forth.
Okay. The hood lowers a little bit.
Yeah.
Can one of us sneak up to
the trunk is just going up and down.
Can one of us sneak up to it and burst the glass?
Well, hold on.
Stop.
Okay, now, do I have like a clear shot down any one of the roads? Like, I know it's like deadlock traffic.
It's
gridlock.
This car isn't really.
It's cleared its own space.
I mean, it's clear because people kind of backed up because this thing's out of control.
Well, I understand that there are cars coming into the. There's no cars leaving the intersection. Is that correct?
No, yeah. Everybody
so I've got I have a clear road heading down away from the intersection. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be.
Okay, true. I throw the baton down one of the clear paths away from the intersection.
Okay,
just to get it away and get this guy down off this lamppost.
Okay, it follows.
It goes.
The car takes off.
Yeah, the car just goes right after. Which I mean, how far are you going to try and throw this thing?
I'm gonna. I'll give it a muscles check.
Yeah, give me a muscles.
I got 5.
Okay, it goes. It's a decent throw. It doesn't go super far, but it's.
I wave the guy down from the lamppost.
Okay. The guy up on the lamppost just says, he says, doggone.
Doggone it.
He's like doggone. He's like asking. He's like asking.
Doggone. Dog will be back. Dog's coming back. Down. Get down now.
Alright, he's very scared. He starts to climb down. He's about halfway.
Fast.
He's not gonna jump down. It's like, so he's about halfway down before the dog the cab it realizes it can't really quite pick up that nice.
It just barks at us around.
So it starts to do a 3-point turn. And when it sees that he's about halfway down, he rushes the traffic post. But he holds on.
Okay.
So he's about halfway down, but he's not climbing down the rest of the way.
Oh, well, that's not ideal.
Are there any fire hydrants nearby?
I can. Yeah, we'll say there's one.
We're really bad at this.
At this point, I'm thinking that this dog isn't getting out of here until we mess up that car enough to where it doesn't think it can move.
Yeah.
Until it thinks it can move better out of the car
than it can in the car.
Yeah, this is getting shenanigans up in this piece.
Yeah, can we just aim at the other front tire?
Let's make this stop moving.
Does anybody have a better chance of hitting it than I do?
Who's got the best moves?
I got four.
It's
four.
Moves.
Four.
I've got two, but I roll an extra three when fire.
With fire weapon, I think it's job.
All right. Okay.
So he has five.
Just to keep it fair, let's not include the fire weapon unless you get a hose on dart or not. Like this, because this is exactly a precision tool. If that makes any sense.
Okay. So somebody else.
Yeah.
All right.
Go for it.
Yeah, you're gonna have to give me
Can I lean over to the lieutenant and say,
oh, there are three?
Have you ever seen anything like this?
Yeah. She goes, no. Don't do your job.
I see this kind of stuff all the time.
It makes some space for you.
Yeah, like for some stuff on.
So it's pretty crazy, right?
12.
Alright, you're spot on. So this is the second front tire.
Yeah.
Okay, that tire's gone. Even more sparks. It doesn't want to slow down, so it's going. It's a little bit more out of control, but it's going to continue on its path. And Max is looking very worried.
Dude, like, the amount of damage this is doing.
Could we, like, offer to, like, calm the dog and, like, be like, bad dog, stop.
Or how...
He's friend.
Can I hop on top of it and just start petting the thing? It's a good boy. It's a good boy.
I mean, you can try any of these things. I'm just saying, like,
I'm pretty sure
you
hop
on top
of the
car.
I'd be more pissed off if the car rolls over on its back.
Worth
you,
it?
You'd be much more dead.
Well, I mean, think if you're on the hood of the car.
Well,
it
is very fixated on the passenger.
Okay.
Like, it does seem a little mad at him. Well, that's why he keeps trying to stop and get hit.
Like, what has he got on him? Can we like try to coax something on him? Be like, what is your thing? What do you got? What do you have that this dog
If
wants?
you want to approach him and try and shout down at him or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, okay, he's like still up there. He's still very scared.
I'm just gonna hold out my hand expectingly.
Okay.
For him to give me what the dog wants.
Okay. He doesn't really quite understand, so he reaches in and he throws down his wallet.
I open it up, I look inside. How much money does he have?
You see on his driver's license, it's not a driver's license, it's more like it's like passport and other identification papers. His name is Kamal Bayukas. Inside you see like receipts for plane tickets, a room key at the Crown Plaza Hotel, library card, and a few other receipts for things, but nothing that really strikes you as nothing else that catches.
No currency.
No. Well, nothing. There is American money, but it's probably about $100.
Okay.
Just hand that to Max.
I look around and I realize I'm being watched by police, and I set the wallet on the ground and look at the car, like.
You could even you could if you wanted to hand it over to the police officer for safekeeping too.
Yeah, I do that. Well, no, I want to coax the car with it, because I have no reason to think that this doesn't have a chance of getting the car's attention.
Yeah, the car does not care about
Okay, it. I give it to the police officer while lifting the room key.
And then the car's still going around, right?
Yeah.
Okay, can I go? Because I got something to do.
You have an idea? What do you want to do?
Okay, I'm just going to run right at it and jump on top of the hood and just pet it and try and calm it down.
All
right,
at this point.
Well, yeah, it's a pretty aggressive move at first, but, you know... Is that do you want to jump on?
Oh,
on?
Absolutely.
Is he cool with that?
Like, I can't stop him.
Totally cool with that.
I could probably stop him, but I'm
I
not
mean,
gonna.
If it does.
Well, let me ask this. Do you want to discuss it with your fellow Ghostbusters first, or do you want to just do it on your own?
I just want to do it.
Okay. Just tell me exactly what you're gonna do.
Okay, I'm just gonna run and just wait and just run, jump, and land on it like Frogger style on my stomach.
On
the hood.
On the
not
front.
On top of the car,
right,
if
right,
it does
right.
flip,
right,
I'll
right.
just roll off. I'll get banged.
That always works.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, but then again, like, it has no real physical way of flipping.
Are you facing, like, head on.
Make sure he's not going feet first.
No, this way across the hood.
Like, say the car is coming like this, and say this is the hood. I'm going and say this is me this way. I'm going to put my feet this way and just kind of hold on to it like this.
Facing the windshield.
No, facing away from the windshield because I don't want to break my neck when
so
I.
So you want so you want your feet to be touching the windshield and be facing the hood? Like freaking death proof.
I was thinking more like sideways.
Sideways.
Either
like
facing
across,
this way
across
or across this way.
Okay, sure. Let's just do
across. How about
yeah,
this?
Okay.
Like, that's all right.
So you're just gonna go do that without talking to anybody?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
just all spontaneous. All
right,
because...
Now I'm just telling you right now. This is tough. So,
is there a pet store nearby?
You'd have to walk a while.
There's no pet.
Or drive a short while.
All right. I got a number. What you're gonna have to give me moves.
I have moves of 4. And I do have to drive.
Let's not drive the vehicle.
Are you going to use any brownie points?
I'm going to use 3 brownie points. All right, let this work. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm. The shittiest roll of the night.
Oof. What do you got?
16, 17.
Yeah, you dive for it while it's going in a circle, like you say. Are you trying to go across? Or
yeah, well, it's coming this way, and I go...
You want to land across?
Yeah.
Yeah. You slide right across. And land on your stomach. Scraping yourself up a bit.
Ow!
You land pretty hard. The cab stops, backs up, and like sort of looks over in your way, and it makes like a growling. Like you kind of pissed it off.
You got its attention.
Okay. Can I stand up and be like, whoa?
Why do you want
to? So you
want to
do an intimidation?
We gotta get the thing out of there. No, you guys haven't.
I just want to get this guy down from the pole. It's not gonna change.
Well, I'm distracting it at this point. Let me continue to distract it. Then.
So what do you want? You want to like intimidate the car?
Right. Meanwhile, we're getting the guy down from the pole.
Yeah.
Well, Adam is doing his suicidal.
Yeah. I'll run.
His suicidal fisticuffs with the car.
Now the car is still in. The car's still in this intersection. He's not moving. Like he can see you guys want to calm down. He's just.
I go home. I just leave him there.
All right, okay. Can I do a kick thing?
The first
time
we
ever did. The ball.
You can, yeah, you can
put
use
the
your kick.
Put the back down.
Walk away. Right. Yeah, you can use your kick. If you want to kick the pole, yeah.
Okay, so that would be what, my 2 from muscle? No, it's
kick
muscle.
Is your, yeah, muscle.
So that'd be 2 plus
so
3.
5 total, yes.
Okay.
17.
Yep. No, I'm sorry. 19.
Kicks the pole.
19.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah. You kick it hard. You slide down.
It hits his face like a wood pipe.
He lands right on his ass, and he gets up and he's terrified, and he runs for you, and he just shoves between himself and the car, and he's like, and he's freaking out. The dog's still distracted by you though.
Okay, cool.
I want to grab him and just carry him into the gridlock traffic.
Okay. You don't have to carry him. You can lead him.
Okay, so he's just...
He'll run with you. If you run away, he'll run with you.
Okay, that's what I do.
Okay, so you run away with him. Adam, what are you doing, man?
Okay, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull out my wand, right? And I'm just going to get real menacing and angry at it and, you know, start sneering and growling back at it.
Okay.
You know, arch my back a little bit. Just get real into it.
All right, give me a cool roll.
Okay.
Give me a cool roll.
Oh, shit.
You have 1 die to roll.
Oh, God.
Give me a kill. Cool. Give me a cool.
Did you say kill because it's going to kill me?
No. Give me a cool roll.
This might kill you.
Okay, 4.
Best I can get.
Okay. It's not intimidated at all.
Okay,
and
then I just...
Now what it does now, it's still growling. It starts to, like, circle you like a wolf. Just kind of like... And slowly, not quite as fast as before. But you definitely...
I've got its attention at the very least. I've succeeded in that.
And it's not intimidated in the slightest. As it...
Kamal.
Yeah, you got Kamal. And he's like... He's still very terrified.
Where is wallet?
Dog got it.
No, yeah. So you got him at least over safely in between some other cars.
Yeah.
And he's still keeping an eye on the cab.
Okay, real quick. Can I walk over with my PKE meter and kind of move across him to see if there's something like in a pocket that is drawing
Yeah, you can scan him if you want.
Okay.
Give me a brains roll.
Brains roll, okay.
That's two. I'm pretty proud that I distracted the dog, I'm just saying. It's a six.
Okay. It's very faint, but you sense that in an inner pocket, you're getting some levels.
Oh.
But it's not like something that's physically there, but like there's like a PK sort of like energy residue that kind of is radiating from one of his pockets.
Maybe whatever was in this pocket still in the car.
I want to go for it.
You don't know any of that.
I don't care. Well,
yeah, you don't know.
I don't care.
You don't know. Right now, you and this car are growling at each other, circling inside the intersection.
The officer is losing
Kromsky,
her mind.
Yeah. Officer Kromsky is like pulling her hair out. He's like,
okay.
These idiots. What is going on?
So,
and meanwhile, Max is like, I'm praying to God you don't shoot that car again. Like,
what do we think?
Do you inform me?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I use an occult thing to see, like, if this car possession reminds me of any stories that have to do with physical objects?
Yeah, you give me a roll.
Okay.
Give me a occult roll.
21.
Yeah. This reminds you of something, because during the 3 weeks that you were prepping up or whatever, you were reading some of the books that were shipped to you from the Ghostbusters, such as Tobin's Spirit Guide and several other interesting books on the occult and whatever. You remember reading about a Hittite sort of god, lord of dogs, that was attached to a statues, like to, if there were carvings and statues made of this dog, its energy would emanate from it. And this is looking pretty similar to that.
And we know he doesn't have it on him.
Right. He doesn't have anything like that.
Yeah, we have the key.
Yeah, so, yeah, well, you still...
The key didn't look like a
dog. You
don't
know this.
The hotel key.
The hotel key.
Yeah,
so it's like a card, like a hotel key card.
Okay, I yelled to the two of them that to look for a statue, like whether in the car or whatever. Do you
now,
see a
now
statue
Blake,
anywhere?
Now Blake and Mike are over there. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Blake.
So you got what? Well, you can just walkie talkie. You don't have to shout it if you want. Like,
okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Because I guess it is getting loud with the dog car bark revving everywhere. So yeah, I'll use my walkie talkie, and I'll talkie while he walkie. I say, look for a small statue, whether around this area, in the car, anything. Look, it should look like a dog, probably.
That's I guess it's a C, I suppose.
You need your goggles.
What is it? C.
Yeah, you can
he
use
has
C.
A, he has
okay,
a
and
yeah,
I'll
a
use
C.
I guess I'll use the goggles too, just to kind of help out.
Oh, shit.
18, 20, 22, 26.
26.
Yeah.
Okay, just tell me where you want to look.
Sitting in
Thank
the
you.
Back
yeah.
seat.
That's a logical thing.
Yeah,
you
I mean, logical,
if
logical job.
If he didn't tell you that, you would do it.
Yeah.
So you're going to look at the cab.
Yeah, look at the cab, see if the it's glowing, right? When I put the goggles
yeah,
on.
Yeah, the entire cab is
glowing
with like a spiritual energy.
Okay, is there, like a bright glow from like the back seat or from like the trunk?
You do notice a brighter glow coming from the floor of the back seat.
From the floor of the back seat. you have the walkie-talkie, right?
Right.
Like, I grab it and I go.
It just keeps circling at him.
It keeps circling at him. I grab it.
I'm just gonna assume you keep just. You refuse to believe that it's not intimidated.
I walkie-talkie back. There's something on the floor of the back seat inside the cab.
Oh, we need to get that out of the cab.
What's that idiot doing?
Easier said than done.
Well.
All right, Adam. Briggs has it distracted. One of us needs to try and get in that back seat.
The windows are up.
Is anybody drinking something that we can like throw in the car that tries to shake off?
Smirnoff Ice.
Oh yeah. We can go back to the Ecto One.
You have to walk back.
Grab the
two
beach
blocks.
Kit.
If we get the baton again, I don't know where we threw it.
It's still in the street.
We could get its attention and then sneak up behind and then while it's, you know, while
well, I mean,
it's
I
waiting.
Think
at
Adam's got it.
I guess Adam has its
it's
attention.
Slowly, it's moving slow enough that you could approach it if you want.
Okay.
To. You don't have to like run up to it. So.
You sneak.
You do. I do.
Like,
sneak
into it. Can I like yell and go, what's going on?
Yeah, you can ask. Yeah, you can.
Keep it up! You look really scary!
It's working!
So what do you want?
Should I just try to sneak into the back of this thing?
You want to go get the baton?
Or just sneak into it since it's
yeah,
moving slow enough.
It.
Okay. You want, so you're just going to try and sneak up and sort of open the door and climb in?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, give me a... You got a pretty good sneaking.
Ooh. Very nice.
Baby.
Plus six is...
23. 23. Ooh. Okay, you do sneak up without him noticing you. When you open the door, he does notice you, and he backs up. And he's like, he gets snapped away from whatever you're doing. So the door is open, but he sort of like is now backing up, and it's like kind of like a little weirded out.
You got a good move, so you want to dive in?
Yeah, I got it. Wait, you have the same move.
I have the same moves. Okay.
So Wall's gonna make it.
I'm gonna make a dive for it.
Hey, we're saving your dumb luck. Hey, listen, God. I'm the one that kind of got this little staying in motion going, so you guys shut the hell up.
Actually, Wall here used the baton, figured out that it responds like a dog does.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
And Pool's the one who knocked Kamal down. From
but
the
I kept distracted.
All right, I'm going to try and dive from the back seat. And...
Okay, let me get an idea here. Okay, all right. This...
Yeah,
six, 14, 18.
Not quite. You go to dive for it, and the door hits you. But not in the bed. It's not bad because he's kind of backing up slowly, so it's not like you just can't quite make it in. It wasn't like flooring it or anything.
All right.
Mike all just dive.
So he's kind of backing up.
Would my climb at all help in this situation? Because I mean, jumping on it, and climbing around it.
If you want to, if you land on it successfully. You can use your climb skill to climb.
Okay, and it's not going as fast now, so landing on
no,
it
should
be easier.
No, it's not. Yeah, it would be easier now.
I'm going to run and jump on it. And
for the record, it's going to start getting really difficult.
But he's got his talent.
That's going to be way difficult for the rest of us.
I mean, if I can get in there,
but that's never stopped you.
So. No, it hasn't. Yeah. So
his talent isn't climb. So if he lands on it, he can make a climb roll.
Okay, so I'm going to attempt to jump on. Is this a sedan?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try.
What year?
It doesn't matter. I mean, what if it was a station wagon or something? It changes on how you would climb about it. I'll jump on the back of the trunk and try and climb from behind it.
Okay, well, you have to do two. You have to do one for jumping on it and then another one to climb it.
Okay, so I have to do moves to jump on it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I get the worst rolls.
That was a two. That was to jump on it, not dive in it. Like
that's just to jump on it.
A 10.
What is it?
10.
It's close, but no. You jump on the back, but the thud of you landing on the back startles him, so he juts forward, and you just yourself.
No way of spinning a brownie point, you like, grab on and pull myself up or anything?
No, you have to spin a brownie point before
him.
Yeah.
Can I pretend that I'm its master? I'm gonna approach, because I'm gonna leave Crazy Man
I'm with
the police
him.
Lady.
I'm
with
him. I leave him with Pool. I walk up, I spend two brownie points.
Okay.
And I wanna be like, what are you doing? Get over here. Would you calm down, like, and just make hand motions that dogs would be familiar with, you know, typically with
basically just to distract him and not move him.
Yeah, I want to be like, just calm down, just stay. We're fine. We're not going to hurt you.
Less
I want to say it to calm him to believe that I'm an authority figure that should be judging it.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to convince it that we're okay. We're totally going to roast it. okay. So.
Yeah.
could have been better, yeah. But at least I spent what I did.
You did roll a ghost.
So, yeah, I rolled a ghost, and that is 23.
Okay. You get its attention, and it kind of just sort of stops, like, to listen. Because you are being, like, kind of a, like a human-to-dog relationship sort of thing. After it sort of sees what you're doing, it's you're not really holding its attention for very long, so you're only going to have like one turn to try and do something. So if any of you are going to do something, you should probably do it now because it's probably going to start moving.
Am I like just right behind it? Can I try and climb?
You're close enough. If you wanted to try and climb in, it's because it's can, basically still right.
Can
now.
Pool just try to kick it over?
Because that apparently works. I'll try and climb in again.
All right, you have to then give me a
wait. But Bjornstad could sneak up to it while it's doing this. Right?
Yeah.
If you want to sneak, if you say you want to sneak into the car, the door is open. So I'll say, if you want to sneak in, I'll allow that one.
You go first, or I go.
I want to do it beforehand.
Yeah,
someone
has to do something now.
There's no ghost which is set up for
us. 5,
22. You sneak in. You're inside.
Okay. Yahtzee.
So you're in the back, and as soon as you're inside, it doesn't freak out, but it's definitely like, it's not sure that someone got in, but it starts to back away from you. So the door closes. So now you're in the back seat.
I act flustered, like, what is wrong with you?
I just go crazy with my bro time.
It's just eviscerates it from the
inside. I'll say, now that you're
in the belly of the beast.
Now that you're inside, Max is looking a little bit more relieved. That it's like, oh, there's someone's inside now, finally. So.
You've got a walkie-talkie. Mm-hmm. I've got a walkie-talkie. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, look on the floor. There should be a statue.
Yeah, you see it. It's like an ancient dog carving about like yay big. Like a very petrified wood, sort of like very solid brick type thing.
I say, buckle your seatbelt.
I'll run next to him, like, I'll just single out. Oh, God, don't do that. Throw it to me.
I roll down the window. Mm-hmm. Toss out the window to them.
Are you going to throw it to someone in particular?
Who's the closest to me?
I think that would actually be Mike at this point.
It would be either Adam or Mike at this point.
All right, I toss it to Mike.
Okay.
But I want to be chased.
Okay. Just give me a base.
Moves
just
see
catch it.
Okay. 16. Okay. Sorry, 15.
Okay, yeah, you catch it.
Okay.
As soon as you catch it, the car just sort of loses all movement that would look like something's possessing it.
Okay.
The dog, the spirit, comes out and is now in the center of the intersection. It's not angry, but it is definitely sitting there looking a little bit confused.
My tongue, boys. I'm saying that to everybody else.
Yeah. I come running because it's ridiculous.
This thing is probably like
overnight.
To its shoulders, it's probably 15 feet tall.
Fuck.
Right.
Okay.
I raise an eyebrow at the officer, like,
can I wave the
every
officer over to hold Crazy Man?
Yeah.
Okay, so that I can come.
Yeah, she's. She's,
they need me.
Like, yeah. You definitely grab her attention, but she's just everyone in this intersection is like seeing this giant dog, and they're just like, "What the hell?" But you flag her over, she will come over there and look after him.
Hey, baby, come stand over here.
She doesn't answer because she's so bewildered at what she's seeing.
Well, we're gonna bust it, obviously. So.
I mean, someone's got to.
Someone's gotta shoot it.
I'm gonna shoot it.
Someone go for it.
I'm shooting it.
Very nice.
Well, no, it's not. 11. Fuck. I have read the shittiest rolls.
Right, you rolled 11. You do hit it, but it is going, right after you hit it, it is immediately going to target you and try and terrorize you again. Hmm. So give me a cool roll. What do you got?
I'm terrorized.
You're terrorized, yeah. Yeah. Now, it is looking kind of, like, winded after that hit. So it's looking like it's not, it's sort of stumbling, it's kind of winded, but it did successfully terrorize you, so you're not going to do
it. I need new pants.
Now I'm still holding this thing, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to like destroy this thing, because I don't know like what that's going to do. Like
right.
Clearly it's attached to this thing somehow.
Yep, for not breaking.
But if I can
worth a lot. We can confiscate it because you know unused.
Okay, then yeah, I'm gonna.
And if you really want to, this thing's pretty dense. You can you feel like if you set it down, you can't accidentally break it. It's like, this is, if you drop it, that might be something, but
okay.
If you set it down and accidentally knock it over, it's fine. It's like a solid piece of wood.
Okay, then I'm going to set it down as close to me as possible, and I'm going to shoot at
okay.
the dog. 8.
Okay, yeah, it just sort of takes that hit, and it's looking very bad.
Okay.
It's looking like it's kind of weak, and sort of like, you know, fizzling in and out here, so now it's cool turn.
I will, go ahead and zap it as well.
Okay.
So, 9.
You got a capture stream on
that. Awesome.
Nice. I go.
Yeah.
I go, get somebody else on that dog.
So
you're inside.
I'm
you're
in
still
the car.
Inside the car. You
so
can get out of the car.
I'm getting out of the car.
Okay. You get out of the car. Shoot.
Yeah, I'm going to turn it down.
Okay.
7.
You in your case you miss and you hit a ghost eye. Let's say that you miss and you hit a traffic light and it falls
oh my God.
Into another person's car.
Oh. I just see
I grant it's all the size. See green money just flying into the air.
And a star on the quarter.
Yeah, it is so amazing.
Alright,
so
Adam,
get us
three
money.
That's you, buddy. Cop's reaction is that she just shakes her head real slowly. Like,
well, what? Dude, we just proved that the ghosts are real to you.
Yeah, but this is. This is, she doesn't like this, it's dangerous.
Alright, I'm a blasting away.
Bring it wrong.
That's gotta hit.
Yeah, you definitely hit. Alright, so you gotta capture. You got two captures.
Brings it full.
Cool. I've got a trap.
Alright, toss it in.
I throw the trap in.
Alright, now, we get a move roll. You guys get it in. So
I'm gonna close the trap.
Yeah. All right. Go.
Yeah.
Red wine, success.
Smirnoff, what are you talking about?
All right. Officer Kromsky comes over, and she's like, "Well, you got the job done. This is a mess, though."
Hold on.
Let's get everyone out of the intersection so I can start the traffic.
Can I start nudging Pool to be like?
All right. Max passes. I guess we'll pass by Pool or whatever. Just be like, "Thanks for not destroying it completely, but I would appreciate if you help me out with the tire situation."
Like, well, you gotta talk to the city, sir.
Yeah, he says, "I'll let me move the car and we'll figure it out." So he gets in the car and he tries to pull something like up. It's not moving very fast, and it's a mess. But he gets it out of the way. And Officer Kromsky starts trying to move traffic, and things are—they're going to be okay after this.
Adam, you should go get in the Ecto-1.
Yeah, I'm gonna go run back and get the Ecto-1.
Can I talk to Kromsky when she gets a moment? Like,
yeah.
When traffic is good.
So you've got the trap.
Okay.
And she's got the trap, and I've got Kamal to wait.
Kamal should come with me.
Like on the street corner.
Yeah,
so
you should go back to the car with her.
Okay. I'm gonna. All right, with my occult, can I figure out what kind of ghost this is? Like what class?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we don't have.
Now you can also scan if you want to scan the actual the totem.
That I'm carrying in my hand. All
right, you can scan these and get a good idea of what this is.
Okay.
All right,
then.
Well,
I'll put my PKE on the totem.
Would you like me to do it? Because I got the higher
brains,
and I do have the PKE.
Go for it. Yeah, and you guys are both coming back to the car anyway.
So wait, you're walking back to the car with the totem?
And the trap.
And
they
the
just
trap.
Went to go get the right, car, because traffic was moving.
You can go with the trap, but Officer Kromsky sees you walking with the totem. She goes, hey, don't leave with that.
Okay, so we stay for a second.
Yeah.
Okay, let's reading first.
I make a dramatic two. I make a motion to keep his voice down when he lets us know.
17, 18, 25.
Okay, from scanning this, and now I assume you scanned the trap as well.
Mm-hmm.
You piece together that this is a class 5 semi anchored animator, basically meaning it's semi anchored to the totem,
mm-hmm.
and it's an animator so that it animated the taxi cab and can move around. But this is a class 5.
Okay.
Just because, how do the classes work? Is 5 like, is class 1 really bad?
No, class 1 is like really simple, like a mist.
Okay.
Like sort of a mage handle. Almost.
Okay.
Class 7. Is a nightmare.
Okay.
That's about as high as it goes.
Okay.
I motion Kromsky over
mm-hmm.
to check it out, and I after we find out what kind of ghost it is, I say to her, "Oh, you were really lucky that we were here. That you called us when you did, because we have on our hands a class 7 fully anchored animator, and I tell you, those things really." Really mess up cities. Like you remember New York 20 years ago, Tunguska Blast. Any of those? Terrible. Like this would have wiped out this whole place if we didn't get here exactly when we did. So that street pole, that is, consider that a blessing.
I love LaForge.
That's 10, 15, 17, 19, 21.
She you do convince her that this is a class 7 whatever. As far as she's concerned, she believes you're telling the truth, but that's all gibberish to her. She's like, "Look, I don't care if this is a class 5 million, whatever. You're paid to do a job. You stopped the taxi cab. You got whatever that thing was. But you are gonna have to, we're gonna have to talk about some of the damage he's done. I know you're probably gonna have to personally want, if you want to settle this thing personally between you and Max, the cab driver." That's your guys' business. If you want to take it to court, if it ends up going to court, that's another thing. But this was public property. We're gonna have to deduct that from your pay.
We're like, well, at least we got you as a witness to back us up if the city does come calling.
I will witness to whatever. I'll confirm everything that I have seen, but I'm not the one paying you.
That's right.
You're gonna have to file out a report with the city. You're gonna have to fill out these papers, and she can pull up like a ticket sort of thing. Not to give you a ticket, but like the same type of form. And she's gonna fill it out, saying what she saw, saying which basically what you did, and she's gonna give it to you guys. And she's all right now. If you want to fill this out, put down whatever number amount you think this costs. It's over my head from now on.
Because technically, we really reduced the amount of damage this thing would have done. It's if we're to fault anybody. The taxi cab driver lost control of his vehicle, and the guy brought the statue in the dangerous, really dangerous statue into a taxi cab. Not our fault. We reduced the amount of damage.
I can see the way this thing started had nothing to do with you guys, but yeah.
We'll fill out the proper paperwork. I mean, stuff like that happens all the time with officers, right? Like every once in a while, one of you accidentally shoots a dog.
she says whatever. She hands you
a very similar situation.
She says, but I am going to have to take that thing that you found. I'm going to have to take that in, and I'm taking Mr. Kamal in here for questioning to find out what the heck is going on.
Okay.
With the PKE meters, and did we get enough information? Or does that just literally a meter telling us?
That's pretty much all the information you're gonna get. You can't find out if you want to research like where it came from. You're gonna have to hit the books because scanning this thing, you just see what it is.
Does she have a card? Because we can touch base with her later.
She'll just give you her badge number.
Okay.
And say it's like if you want to call the directory, they can forward you to my desk.
Okay. That's good enough because I would be interested in knowing how that interrogation turns out.
How much do you want to like? Do you want to write down a price and how much you want to get ready to pull this in?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a class 5, right?
And
it
was a class 7.
Class 7.
No. He lied and said it was a class 7.
Right. So we're getting the money as a class 7 then, right?
Well, yeah.
If you want to say this was a class 7, they don't know that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah, I mean, it obviously is a class 7. so I'm going to be like, well, this is a class 7 fully anchored.
Whatever.
Animator. And normally those are going to cost about $9,000. However, we typically arrive to the scene faster. Gridlock prevented us to it, but we're not going to use that as an excuse. But because of that, some city property was damaged. We're only going to charge you for a class 6.
And how much would that be?
$7,500.
Okay, so just write that down in your notes, saying that you want to charge them $7,500. Oh, Max will come up to you to one of you and just say, "Hey guys, I appreciate you not doing any more damage than you did. But what about you know? I'm gonna have to call a tow truck now. Like
that's fine, man. But like we haven't gotten paid yet either. But when we do, we'll give you a call."
He's a little disappointed, but he's like, but he gives you his card, and he's like, look, again, I appreciate it, but this is gonna put me out of work for like, you know, for like maybe a couple days, and my boss isn't gonna like
this. Can I offer to maybe, can we maybe have it towed back to our, if we have replacement tires? When I imagine we do or something to get him maybe set up with something. So
it's not gonna fit the sedan. Like what you have for the Ecto-1 is not gonna fit this guy.
No.
If it did, I would be very surprised.
If you want to exchange cards with him, like you give him your business card, he can give you his card so you can keep in contact if you want to pay him back.
Okay.
All right, you're going to take it back, put it into the containment unit?
Yep, I got to do that.
So you guys head back to the firehouse. You put this thing in the lock, into the containment unit. A few days go by. Max calls and says, hey, any word on if you guys can help me or not?
Have we gotten paid?
No. There is some petty cash if you want to toss them a couple $100.
Yeah, well, I mean, tires are $200 a piece now.
If you want to put like $400 into tires, you can swing that if you want to.
We'll write off as a business expense.
And at least get him off our case long enough for us to
get paid.
So do I just deduct that from the amount I'm asking from the city?
Yeah, just
okay. Yeah, we toss him $400. We apologize, but we tell him tell his friends.
He's like, sure.
We're semi-destructive.
That if your car has become possessed, we'll only blow up the tires.
Tell your coworkers.
All right, well.
If your car has become possessed, you lose control of your vehicle, and you endanger the life of your fare. We'll only blow up your tires and save your livelihood.
Okay, you don't hear anything from the city as far as you being paid for a couple of days. Another call has come in. It's not an urgent one. Nina's already talked with them, and she says, "Hey, a man has called. He's in Mount Dora. Says when you get the time, he's got a problem on like a farm out there that he needs help with."
He says it's not an emergency.
It's not like emergency like right now, but he like
it's a persistent problem.
Like, sometime today, okay. If you could please make it out.
Can we make a call to the city and find out what's going on with our pays?
Yes.
Yeah. I'd rather pick up the money than go help this guy.
Yeah, have Bjornstad here.
All right.
Well, so if you call him up, you can. So you want to call? Who you want to call first?
The city.
Ghost.
Yeah, I was like, city. No,
the city and the guy that's writing our paycheck. I don't know.
Okay, you want to just call the
police department? Okay. Yeah.
When you call them and
I'm on Chomsky on the phone right now.
We have no Chomsky.
Is that a name?
I don't know.
Chomsky.
Chromsky. Yeah,
okay.
Chromsky.
No, Chomsky. Get him on the phone.
I want to know Chomsky's daughter on the phone.
Chromsky doesn't answer her phone. She's probably out somewhere. When you ask about getting payment from the police station, they say, "Look, we sent that up to City Hall. We don't pay you."
Just bureaucratic crap. All right, give me City Hall on the phone.
you talk to a secretary at City Hall, and she says, "Oh, well, I can have you talk to like the treasurer or whatever to see if like I mean I'm just a secretary, so let me forward you to him. You could forward it to him." He says, "Oh, I got the note, but I don't know this." You know, you don't really work for the city. You're supposed to get your own clients. But the damage done, from what I understand, everything else. I mean, I'll wire you the money today.
Tell them who I gotta talk to, because we'll release this thing back out. if they don't want to give us money, we're not doing this shit for free. You know, we'll release the thing back out. So you put me on the phone. Give me the mayor on the
keep
phone.
It, you can keep it.
Tell them I want the mayor. I want the mayor.
Says, he kind of laughs at you, and it's just like he doesn't know what he's laughing about. He just kind of chuckles, thinking you're kind of joking.
Get me on the phone with the governor. I don't know. Get me a senator.
Well, then wait. Just tell me what is your goal here? Like, what are you trying to get this guy to do?
Our money.
I want
to
get paid.
Do you want him just to push a button and forward you to the mayor's office? He doesn't give a shit.
He's like, treasurer.
Yeah, he'll forward you.
Want the money.
Let's just. Like, yeah. Did he not already agree that he's going
to
wire us the money?
He said, "Look, I'll have to figure out how much we're going to deduct for the damages, but I will wire you something today."
It's like, we already
I want to
discount.
How much is he going to wire us?
I have to do the math. I don't know. I mean, but rest assured, you'll get some money today. All
right.
By the end of the day, you'll have money in your account. He's going to have to review what. All right. The
we'll keep our eye on.
Well, based on what he takes out, we may have to take something.
I'll
just release part of the ghost. How about that?
Part of the ghost. Like, okay, then take, you know, you'll get your check. Just check your bank account today.
Sorry, things got a little heated. Okay. I just wanted to know that.
Just, goodbye.
You kook?
All right.
What's the mayor's name?
The mayor.
Gahey.
If it's Peck, I'm going
James,
to...
No. It's his name is James Schmitz.
I was going to say, we need to assassinate him. His name is Peck.
His name is Jimmy Schmitz?
Yes. James. He doesn't like the name Jimmy.
Doesn't matter.
his name is James. Is what
Jimmy.
Jimmy Schmitz.
Jimmy Schmitz.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute.
Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural illumination needs at nerdyshow.com. All Nerdy Show programs are listener supported. So if you like what you hear, please consider clicking the support button and help us keep the EPA off our backs.
Or consider following us or The Nerdy Show on iTunes, Facebook, or Tumblr.
We're ready to believe you!